Finally, another day outside complete. What's wrong? Did you not notice the people staring at us today? Another wonderful day being the neighborhood giant. Sweetheart, are you positive that humans have seen giants before? Well, they keep on staring at me like I don't belong or like I'm some type of monster. I know our relationship is really, really unique, but I don't think that warrants being stared at all day. And then the comments as well, like, I know you didn't hear it while we were eating, but I heard a person a couple tables away talking about a beanstalk, and I'm not entirely sure what he was talking about. I don't have the critical information to be fully offended by what he was trying to say, but the way he was staring at me, looking at his friend, and laughing about it, I knew automatically that it wasn't anything positive that he was saying. Then when I'm walking on the street, people instantly try to cross the street to get away from me because they probably think I'm going to harm them or step on them. And then I've had people outright say that they're afraid that I'm going to step on them. Like, I'm not all that different from humans, right? Yeah, I may be 3 or 4 heads taller than most of you guys. I may be able to lift a bear and throw a bus, but that doesn't mean I'm all that different. I have feelings, I have emotions, and I don't like being insulted and made fun of like this. I know, sweetheart, I know. Our relationship is considered taboo in our world. I know. I wish it wasn't, though. I wish you didn't have to defend me, and I wish I didn't have to defend you. And anytime I try to defend you, people automatically get scared and think I'm going to attack them. I must say, though, that I'm really, really happy to have met a human that is as open-minded as you are, because it doesn't seem like there's many of them that exist, at least not around here. I can't deny, I don't think giants would be able to fully wrap their head around our relationship either, mainly because of the height difference and the size difference. And yeah, it took a lot of trial and error to find ways to, you know, not squish you while we're having our fun. But at the end of the day, I'm almost positive that you would be more welcomed in giant society than I am in human society. Yeah, once again, both sides have their bad people. I cannot deny that because living creatures just suck for some reason. That's something we can absolutely agree on. I wish there was a place we can go to where we can just be ourselves, love each other as 2 consenting adults, and not have to worry or live in fear of people that want to split us apart. If we could find a place like that, I would be on cloud 9. Do you think a place like that exists? A place where we can truly be free? Other than at home. Well, I can't deny, cloud 9 is our bed. And once again, I'm so sorry for breaking the other one. Well, how was I supposed to know that a human bed couldn't hold me? I didn't take into account, you guys have like a maximum weight for everything. What's considered max weight for you guys is like minimum weight for giants, so what can you do? I'm just so happy that we were able to find an Alaskan king-size bed. I bet to you it's like a massive trampoline or something like that. Well, trampoline is the best thing I could think of because of the activities we do. We end up bouncing on it constantly. Oh, speaking of lewd activities, why do people constantly think I top you? Yeah, it's because I'm a giant, I'm stronger than you, but like, just because I'm massive doesn't mean I don't like to be, you know, treated gently. The reason why I bring this up is because every time I go on the internet to look up human and giant relationships, the giant is always dominating the human. While I do understand where they're coming from, it's not always true. In our relationship, it's not that way. I think we're both neutral. Nobody's dom or sub. We're just equal. Are you sure that all of this is just people's fantasies? Well, have you ever had this type of fantasy before? Why are you making that face? Baby, come on. You can tell me anything. If you ever want me to try something out on you, you can tell me. I'm not really afraid to. I just don't want to break you, you know? As long as we find ways to stay careful, I don't mind. Yeah, carefulness is key. I could break you. I will break you. Baby, don't give me that look. Do you remember that one time you told me to squeeze a watermelon between my thighs? Yeah, I don't want that happening to you. So, just please, if you want to try out something, tell me. And we can do it. Within reason, okay? I don't want you to end up like a watermelon. I don't want you to end up like a cantaloupe. I don't want you to end up like any hard object you told me to squeeze. I have one wonderful human in my life, and I don't want to hurt you. Hey, you know, now that I'm on the subject, I gotta know, why did you want me to do that to begin with? Was it some form of experiment? You're making that face again. Baby, why did you make me squeeze fruit like that? Ah, babe, you're into some things, aren't you? It's okay, don't be embarrassed, don't be embarrassed. I find it cute. I find it cute that I caught you. I know at the end of the day you do like that I'm strong. I'm not completely blind to that fact. I'm not deaf to that fact. And I love to humor you about it because your reactions are so adorable. You know, thinking about this has made me just stop caring about how the entire day went. You are my human and I am your giant and I love you so much. Come here, let me pick you up. I know you like it, don't you deny it. Oh, we should probably be just a little bit quiet. You know me, stomping on the floor. Don't want to get another noise complaint. I love you so much, sweetheart. What would I do without you? You know, there's one thing I wish I could do that it's very unfortunate that I can't. I can't roughhouse with you, like, at all. Because, remember that one time I almost rolled over you and we had to go to the ER? Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do that again. I don't want to experience that. I was so worried, sweetheart. You know that. I picked you up, draped you over my shoulder, and ran. I sprinted to the hospital. The worst part about that visit, though, was talking to the doctor. What was the excuse we used again? We didn't tell them exactly what happened, even though I'm pretty sure they could guess. Yeah, I think we just said I accidentally sat on you, because telling them that we were, you know, attempting to mate probably wasn't going to be met with a understandable response. Yeah, so what can you do? You know, in such a short amount of time, we've had a lot of fun experiences. Fun, silly, sad, loving, amazing experiences. And I can't see myself experiencing those times with anybody else. Even though accidents do happen, I am still your gentle giant. Babe, we have like a couple hours left before we should probably head to sleep, so what would you like to do with the rest of the day? Anything that doesn't require going back outside, please. I'm done with the public today, you know? I don't want to deal with that. You want to know what I would like to do? Well, I think I'd like to take a shower with you, get in bed, snuggle, give you a whole lot of kisses, and then... Oh, let's watch some wrestling. Oh, you know I love wrestling. It reminds me of home so much. Yes, of course. Wrestling's like the number one pastime where I come from. Oh, or we can watch the Olympics. I wonder if they're doing the hammer throw right now. Tests of endurance and strength are always fun to watch. Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for listening to this audio. This audio is very special to me because this is the first time that I've ever made a story audio that had no script connected to it whatsoever. This is my first ever unscripted audio. Yeah, I have unscripted ones that are lewd on Patreon, but they're not the same. For the people that know, you know. The people that don't know, you don't know. You need to be 18 years or older to even know that. I'll have to be honest with you. Anyway, yeah, this is my first time making an unscripted audio, and I don't know if I did good or not, so you guys will be the judge. I want to try to get in the hang of doing these types of audios because it saves so much time. I'm seeing that now. It's much better for me to sit in a hot closet for roughly 20 minutes thinking up a story on the fly than to spend a couple hours typing up a script. And after I'm done typing that script and, you know, firmly obtaining carpal tunnel, and then recording like a day after, doing it all at one time, it just seems like a better idea. So I'd like to try to do that. It won't be something I do all the time, but maybe more often. Anyway, so the reason I had behind making this story, I just grabbed bits and pieces of my life. The giant, she experienced a little bit of what I got to experience in life, and that is being in a relationship that is not accepted by others. I was once dating this guy who was a different skin color than me, you know, a different race entirely, and his father was not accepting of that whatsoever. His mom was completely okay with it seemed. She didn't have any complaints, but the father hated me just because of what I am. So we pushed through that for a while, but at one point it overtook the whole relationship and we ended up breaking up, knowing that this wasn't a good idea just for his safety. So what can you do? With the giantess, I want her to be able to push through that. I want both the giant and the listener to be able to push through that hurdle and be in a proper relationship no matter what other people say, no matter what society says. I want it to have a positive and happy ending. Thank you everyone for listening to this. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you for the wonderful gifts from Throne. Thank you for all my subscribers. Thank you to everyone on Patreon. Thank you to everyone everywhere. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day or a night, and I'll talk to you guys next time, all right? Bye-bye.